Hey, welcome to the fifth episode of Hobby Hard. You should know us by now, but I'm Sam.
I'm Sam Porter.
And I'm Dylan Heimbrock.
And we're really excited because we have a new recording set up. So hopefully our voices sound a little bit better.
Yeah.
If not, then it's just our voices are just bad.
Yeah, I hope we don't have really terrible voices. My laugh is pretty hideous already, so I don't need to add the voices.
We should put up a poll, see what people think about our voices.
We should.
Whose voice is best?
Yeah.
And rank them in order?
Just do whose voice is worst.
Okay, no, don't even ask.
No, don't have the best. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we'll just make someone feel really bad.
We'll just have to wonder.
I'm pretty sure I know who would win that one.
Who would win worst voice?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, probably me.
Oh, okay. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Unless it's in singing. Porter totally wins that one.
So this is the much anticipated episode. We were really excited about it last week. It's LARPing, live action role playing. And as promised, we actually went and LARPed our asses off. It was pretty fun. We went yesterday, so we're fresh off the LARP. We've got a lot of things to say about it.
It's lots of sword play and tomfoolery.
Yeah, it was like 99% tomfoolery.
Yeah, 1% sword play.
a lot of people using the word mayhaps. That was something that was quite fascinating.
But so we live in Austin, Texas, and we drove a little bit north to a suburb called Round Rock. And pulled up to
Double
this,
R.
We pulled up to this this little park, and it was a pretty park. We were driving around and didn't really see anybody. And then we spotted some people, and we noticed it was sort of a middle aged woman with elf ears. Mm-hmm. And right then we realized that we were pretty nervous.
And we were in the right place.
And then we also realized we were in the right place. Oh, elves! Here we are.
Oh, hello, elves.
This must be
come.
It. But that was the moment.
Let's
when
barter, please. I'm here to barter with you, elves.
That was
I have
the
human currency.
You have, take human currency.
You have elf ears.
I'd really like
language.
Some face paint.
You have elf language.
Oh yeah, she had face paint too. She had little leaves on her face, which I don't understand how elves would have leaves on their face.
I mean, it obviously helps with camouflage.
Yeah, I think it was more of a camouflage thing.
She's
probably a wood nymph.
They weren't supposed to be leaves. They were supposed to be camouflage that an elf would wear.
Yeah.
She was like an elf warrior,
like
I think.
Elf warrior. Absolutely. That's what I think she was, too.
Yeah. Actually, she was the merchant, as we found out.
She did spend a lot of time bartering in the town.
So her name was Wendy.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we approached. It was just me, Dylan, and Sam, and we approached the site, Lake Creek Park, up in Round Rock. It's actually a pretty pleasant park, as Sam said.
Beautiful park. Beautiful little park.
Beautiful park. It was kind of a humid day out. So we approached the park. We actually sat in the car for about, 5 to 10 minutes just debating on what to do and if we were going to get out. Because at this point, mind you, there's only, I think, probably two people out there. One was an elf woman. The other one was some guy collecting pebbles at the time.
And he wasn't wearing any costume.
And he wasn't wearing a costume.
Yeah, he was wearing a crazy person picking up pebbles.
I think he was wearing cloth shorts and
tube socks.
Tube socks and maybe an undershirt tucked into the cloth shorts. But
it's a possibility.
Yeah. And we didn't really know what to do. And finally,
at that point, we started to try to justify to ourselves, like, I think we'll get a good podcast out of it if we just watch. If we just, we'll learn a lot just by sitting in this car and watching. We weren't even that far away from these people. Like, they definitely saw us just sitting there staring at them.
I think I think they're probably two cars over. So it was really close. And it got a little weird. It felt a little weird just sitting there just in a car watching them in a park.
Right.
And we do that normally, but, like, on... just following just key people in our lives and everything. At least I do. I don't know if you guys
do. Keep them in your lives?
No, key people in my life. Yeah, just key people.
Oh, yeah. Like in Connecticut, when I'm home, we like to follow Dennis Leary around whenever we see Dennis Leary hanging out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking of my friends. I'll just try to, like...
You don't see people very frequently.
Yeah.
In Connecticut.
You follow us around.
I don't know. Maybe sometimes. On weekends and stuff when you guys have, like, exciting days and I'm kind of bored... I just, like, follow from afar. It's really not that weird or creepy.
Is that how you get your exercise, following me walking around?
You can feel free just to join us in whatever we happen to be doing.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I've never gotten that before, Sam. Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry sorry you felt this way for so long.
We eventually ended up getting out of the car, meeting. We had a fourth friend, Adrian, show up.
Adrian.
Shout out to Adrian. Actual shout out. So we ended up approaching the group and ended up meeting our contact person. So basically setting this up, I've been emailing a guy named Thax. That was his name in the email. And so we ended up approaching the group, found Thax, made contact, and the first thing he says after we were just like, yeah, so we're new to this, we've never done it before, and he just yells out, "Hey, Wendy! Noobs!" And he was serious.
Yeah, in all seriousness, we were some big fat noobs.
Yeah.
It's always amusing to watch like a guy, it's probably about 35 years old, use the term noobs so loosely. You know, you always just like hear little kids using it when they're mad at you for sucking ass at Call of Duty or something.
Well, yeah, it's not often you hear the word noobs used in real life.
Yeah, in a serious manner.
Normally you read it on message boards.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Or what message boards are you reading?
Oh, you know, just research. It's research.
Research, okay. Yeah. Research. It's research. But yeah, so he called us noobs, and then we just dove right in, head first.
I don't know about you guys. That kind of hurt me a little bit. No, it's hurt being noobs.
I'm sensitive. Sorry, Dylan.
Yeah.
Well, we got over it real quick. No, so we were, really intimidated to begin with, but then everyone there ended up being, like, really nice and really inviting, and I think they were kind of excited that we showed up.
Oh, they were totally excited that they showed up. I mean, what was so interesting about the entire thing was that the way that everybody that we spoke to had been doing it for so long. Like, we didn't speak to there were probably about 20 people there, and we didn't speak to a single person who had been LARPing for less than a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was really fascinating to me.
Some of them had been doing it for 20 years.
Right. I mean, Thax and Wendy both said that they've been doing it for about 18 years apiece. And that was just kind of shocking to me that, you know, that they were able to keep, they were, you know, would keep this up for so long, and they've been building these characters. I mean, they hadn't all been building the same character for 18 years, but, you know, some of them had been building characters for at least 10 to 12 years.
You're talking about characters. I guess we should sort of explain what LARPing is, because maybe not everyone knows.
Yeah, it's probably a thing that we should do.
Yeah, it stands for live action role playing, and if you know what, like, Dungeons & Dragons is, it's sort of like a more interactive in real life version of that. Like in that game, you take these personas and act on their behalf, and you like interact in this fantasy realm as if you were an elf or a blacksmith or a cobbler or a warrior or whatever. I mean, it's basically like the Lord of the Rings world, and you're just kind of walking around pretending to be somebody in that world. That's like a very watered down. I'm sure they'd be like offended.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
To hear that explanation.
Well, what I think is kind of interesting is like, you know, because the whole idea is that everybody builds their own worlds that they have their own LARP in, you know, and they continue this thing, and it's all considered a single LARP where they do all these little adventures. And I was, you know, reading some stuff today, and I saw some photographs where people were doing like Western LARPs, and you know, people wearing these huge trench coats with huge rifles and whatnot. And those people spent a ton of money on their stuff, which is crazy. Which is not the same as the one that we went to yesterday, where everybody made their own stuff. And you know, as seriously as they took it, they also, you know, tried to keep it as cheap as possible, which made sense to me. Pretty sure it made sense to.
Yeah, I didn't think about this, but like, this is probably one of the only things where we could have gone and tried it out and seen what it was like without paying anything.
We
didn't pay any money, and it seems like they try to pay as little as possible. They make their own clothes and weapons and their own costumes and weapons.
I mean, the one guy was telling us that he's been using the same costume for, what, 10, 12 years now, like since he started doing that.
That would just get a little old to me, honestly. Like, if I was going to get in this thing and making costumes, and I would just, I don't know, if I was going to get into it, I'd be making, like, costumes and elaborate things, changing things around, like 12 years of wearing that same shirt.
Yeah, the same shorts that are just tattered as hell.
I was looking at the LARP group that we LARPed with, Traders Crossing, looking at their Facebook page, and they were actually having like this really long discussion about this one guy who wanted to wear some sort of like fake leather. And like they were debating whether it should be allowed, like because apparently they're like really shooting for authenticity in the costumes.
Really?
But then the people we saw, like, they were all wearing, I don't know, like, you could tell what they were going for, but it wasn't all, like, authentic material.
Well, yeah, what would be striving for authenticity, though? Like, are they
like
just
metal armor and rubber, in leather? I don't know.
You would imagine that, you've got, like, plate mail or something would be as authentic as you could possibly get. I mean, they were all wearing more or less robes. Like,
right,
yeah.
They weren't all wizards, though. I mean, one guy was wearing a shirt that was, like, the it wasn't made out of it, but the design was totally snakeskin.
Oh, yeah, he was basically wearing a goalie shirt, and
he was
a lizard.
Yeah, he was. Oh, is that what he was? He was a lizard.
He was the.
Oh yeah, he was a lizard.
He was the lizard.
Oh yeah, because the lizard tail got all. They got cut off. All right, yeah. So
I was. I missed.
We're getting
we should cut into it. So,
yeah, let's just cut into it. We're in a park.
Wendy and Thax
set it up nicely. We're in a park by a riverside.
Thax.
There's grass.
Lots of dog shit covering the field.
Thax created the game, and so, like, he had these non-playable characters, which I guess were basically the secondary characters, that that were set aside for people like us who just kind of showed up and weren't regulars. So
and there was another noob that showed up too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not sure. She was more experienced, so she did something else.
Oh, no, she totally made a character, because when we went to go get weapons from Thax so that we could sword fight, which was badass, we interrupted Thax going over the book and showing her all the different people that she could be.
Yeah, he didn't even bother
doing
that.
If you do this one, you're going to get plus 3 strength, and this is going to be plus 2, I don't even know, armor or whatever.
Yeah.
But so Dylan and I, we were ghouls.
That's right, like little green ghouls.
which in this world, were basically the same thing as zombies.
And we were zombies. That's
and
what we were.
Sam and our friend Adrian were scarecrows. And Sam, do you want to go over what duties you performed as a scarecrow?
Sure. Explain how much of a badass you were as a scarecrow.
Actually, you were kind of
the
a
scarecrow
badass.
Was
both ghouls and scarecrows had some big advantages.
Yeah, we had some pretty big advantages.
I think
advantages.
The scarecrow had a little bit more advantages than the ghoul, personally.
I'm impartial.
So then Wendy led us over to this other corner of the field, all four of us, and she had this, like, lamb. Was it a lamb or a sheep? I think it was, like, a sheep.
Oh, it was totally a sheep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like the sheep that, like, it could be in, like, Hollywood movies, kind of. She said, like, her cousin or her sister was, like, a Hollywood props person.
Right.
And it was, like, this sheep doll kind of thing.
It was, like, a full-size sheep.
Yeah.
Figure.
Yeah, it was like half of a sheep, but instead of having,
I think we have
hooves,
a picture of it somewhere. Did someone take a picture?
Oh yeah,
we'll
post pictures to Twitter.
Yeah. So it was the sheep that had like human hands, and it was holding this bowl thing, and so then basically, like, as a scarecrow, I can only speak from that, because that's, you know, the
expertise.
That's my expertise.
They're supposed to be protected.
Let me tell you, if you want to be a scarecrow in LARP, just come. You know, email us, feel free to, and I'll send you my personal email address, and we can go over this one-on-one. But, yeah, so basically Scarecrow itself, like, she set us up with, like, these, like, costumes. Like, we got, like, scarecrow pants. Adrian put on, like, this shirt, and we both had, like, masks. And then I had this, like, kind of, like, shoulder pads, kind of, that
like
had, like...
shoulder wrap
thing. Yeah, that had, like, a bird, like, a fake bird on it. Like, you know, like, what birds would, like, sit on a scarecrow. So, like, we were just, our actual goal, all right, so I actually have the card she gave us. So she gave us a card. And so, like, we actually, you know, if we are attacked, we regenerate from wounds in 90 seconds per wound. But if we're hit with a fire attack, the scarecrow is on fire for 5 minutes. And then any hit from the alight scarecrow also affects as a fireball. So, and the scarecrow dies after 5 minutes or when doused with water. So I actually wanted to get lit on fire, because then I could just start shooting fireballs out.
Right.
Well, so I thought that you had to actually, if you were lit on fire, you had to, like, walk up to them and touch them to put them back, to put the other people on fire to hurt them.
Yeah, I didn't know
you could shoot fireballs.
Yeah, I wanted to
do, like,
Spider-Man shooting.
So obviously, since this is a fantasy game with the fireballs.
Yeah, with straw.
Apparently, only certain people possessed fireballs, and they were just red bean bags.
Yeah.
That they would throw at you. Did those ever...
But never saw any fireballs. No, there was a guy actually with, like, this Nerf gun.
He was the worst.
Yeah, that guy actually popped...
Yeah, is that fair?
I don't know.
That wasn't fair to me. Because
everyone else had swords. We had swords. Everyone else had swords.
Yeah, so we had swords, and so they...
One guy had the throwing axes.
We were trying to defend... So actually, according to the card, our goal is to retrieve the bowl of brass and defend it against thieves. And so I thought, at least, when we were there, like, we were just trying to defend the treasure.
That's what we were told. We were just defending the treasure.
We were standing away from the bowl of brass, like, pretty far. Like, if you,
and the,
like,
the sheep is the one that's holding the bowl of brass.
50 yards away from the bowl of brass.
Yeah.
And in our area, so the four of us noobs stood together.
Yeah.
And sort of, like, in the far end of this park where none of the other characters really were. And so they just kind of had to come find us. And so we were standing...
And that they did.
We were standing by the box of treasure. So, yeah, we all thought we were supposed to guard
the treasure. By the way, did you guys look inside of the box of treasure? What was it?
It was like Mardi Gras coins. It was like little plastic coins.
Yeah.
Oh, really? It wasn't like a spinning top or a dreidel?
No. Did you see one?
No.
That would have been pretty cool, though. There was actually this little purple sack.
Is that
sack.
Just what treasure means to you?
Yeah, dude, dreidels. There's that song, dreidel song.
Is there...
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
Dreidel, 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 when you're ready, I will play. I don't remember. I'm not
we
Jewish.
Will play.
So you just really wanted a dreidel.
I don't know. That was the most arbitrary thing I could possibly think
of. You come
of.
From a Jewish background?
I do not, sadly.
Oh. Is it? I think it's a Jewish thing, dreidel.
It definitely is.
Yeah, we just played a lot of dreidel when I was in elementary school. I don't really know why, because I didn't really know any Jewish people in elementary school. But we played a lot of dreidel.
It's just something you treasured, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
They were kind of fun. But, yeah, so we were all standing around this little area and stuff. So we're just chilling out, and then, like, one group comes down the hill.
We should talk about what ghouls are.
Oh, yeah. That's
zombies.
A scarecrow, but, yeah, so the ghouls.
Ghouls. Actually, Dylan, do you want to talk about what the ghoul was?
It's a really long explanation. Like, all right, so the scarecrow explanation was, like, maybe about...
Yeah, it's a little normal-sized 3x5 index card.
This is what Wendy gave us.
Ours is
elf.
Like half a page of paper.
Yeah,
it's a small type.
The explanation of a ghoul came on literally half of a piece of paper, like a full printer paper, and it's written in size 6 font. It's really, really long. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are six paragraphs, and then another paragraph explaining all of the features of the ghoul. Basically, we were zombies, so we were supposed to not walk at all. Or we were not supposed to. We were supposed to not run. We were supposed to walk. Obviously,
you can kind of limp. And
you can kind of limp,
step.
Right? And when people come up, we were supposed to.
Is that what goose step means?
I think you're talking about what's that? Two stepping? No.
Duck walking.
Sea walking. I think you're talking about
sea walking. Crab walking.
Yeah,
it's kind of a crab walk.
What's
a goose step?
I don't know what a goose step is.
Goose step. I think it's like a disease, like from the 1700s.
That sounds bad.
It's something we should have
done. A bad case of the goose step.
I'm glad they got a vaccine for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So anyway, as ghouls, anytime some people were around Sam and I, we were supposed to yell at them, I emit fear. Fear level number 1 will keep you from facing me. And then we were also supposed to yell, I emit dread. Dread level number 1 will keep you 30 feet from me. And we yelled that at them, but it didn't do anything. They just kind of killed the shit out of us every time.
We sort of didn't understand, like, when we read this really long explanation, we thought, I guess all these other players know what a ghoul is and,
right.
and know what's going on, and maybe we don't really have to memorize all this stuff. But,
yeah.
But apparently there's all types of different characters, and so, like, it was our duty to actually tell them what our characters' capabilities were. So.
Yeah, and when we hit people with our swords, we were supposed to say disease, and if we hit them with the sword, then they became diseased, and within 10 minutes, they died and joined the ranks of the undead.
And Dylan got one of them.
I got one guy. I diseased the shit out of him before he killed me, like everybody else did.
I don't know if we mentioned, but the swords are like foam swords that they,
yeah, it's
they
a,
made.
They're little foam swords that they made. And
but
I guess,
you actually hit people with them.
Yeah, you hit people with them. And some people hit pretty hard with them. I mean, I hit pretty hard with them.
Oh, yeah, first move of our battle, Dylan here.
First move of the battle, the Lizard King. He had a bunch of throwing axes.
Jim Morrison himself. Right,
well, yeah. Also, the first move is when we were all kind of like hidden behind this tree.
Hiding.
We were hiding, yeah. So because we didn't
scared.
Know what else to do. So we're just
no,
like,
we're told to hide.
Then Xena goes over to Dylan, just like, let's go get him. So then they just go zombie walking out as Dylan goes, we emit fear.
And of course they're like, what the hell does that mean?
I didn't even know what it means. Just knows that's what it says on the card. So I said it, and then the one guy came up with this stupid throwing axes, and he took one, and he just held me straight in the face with it. He hit me square in the head, because the other guy, the cheaper one with his little gun, he shot at me first, but he wasn't very good with the gun, and he missed me.
He was not good with a gun.
No, he was not good with that gun, but when he came back around, he killed me like 3 times. At one point, I died, and this lady came over, and she resurrected me, because they said...
The priestess.
Mm-hmm. The priestess was deciding, or whether her and one of these other guys were wondering if they resurrected me, if I would not be a ghoul anymore. Obviously, I'm going to be a ghoul. Amateurs.
Yeah, they're the amateurs.
They're the noobs over here. So,
they were kind
but of
noobs.
Course, of course, the guy with the gun had to stand right over me. So when they brought me back to life, they shot me and killed me again.
So the rules of combat are if you get hit on any of your 4 limbs, you have to, like, either if you get hit in the arm, you tuck it behind your back so you can't use it anymore. And if you get hit in 2 limbs, then... That's a mortal wound, so you're dead.
You're dead, yeah.
And then legs, you have to, like, crouch on one leg. But we were actually...
We were hopping around on one leg.
We were hopping on one leg.
Which was really difficult to try to swing a sword and hop around on one leg.
We didn't know we were supposed to go
down.
We
did that a lot of times. The first round of battle, Sam and I didn't realize that... Actually, none of us realized that after we were killed, we'd come back to life. so they killed us, and then we just laid in the grass and listened to them talk in medieval medieval tongue for 10 minutes
before
they walked away.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Until Thax came along and was like, "Yeah, you guys could have came back to life.
You should get up now.
You should get up now." Well, no one told us that.
So basically, the rules of combat are like that scene from Monty Python where he's like chopping off the knight's arms and he's still fighting.
It's just like that. And those swords are fun as hell to play with.
Yeah, they're a cool sword.
We came up with a really wonderful game while we were sitting around because, you know, after the first battle, they all went back to the town and we tried to chase them, but they were all in the town and we decided that invading the town wasn't the right idea. Adrian came up with a whole battle plan. She totally has done LARPing before, even though she would not admit it. She knew way too much about it. She was a little prepared. Yeah, absolutely. She threw herself straight in. She was a great sport about it. She threw herself right in there.
She was awesome.
Anyway, so we decided while we were waiting back by the treasure that was no longer there to play this game where we decided to play Dizzy Bat, like the drinking game, except with the sword. And after we spun around 10 times, we would try to fight each other. That was really difficult. I mean, I did it twice, and if I'd done it a third time, I think I might have thrown up.
It was pretty difficult. Because you beat me, and then you kept playing.
Right, and then Sam beat me, but I still kept trying to hit him with the sword until I fell down. Which I was able to stand up for a couple of minutes at least. After.
Yeah, we were out there by ourselves for probably almost an hour.
Yeah, it was,
and then
probably
finally
about 45
some people
minutes.
Realized that we were out there and came and got us.
Right.
They probably thought we like ditched out on the game or something.
They came and got us because they thought we needed a water break. So we go back to the pavilion area for the water break, and instead of water, they just have a huge cooler of purple Kool-Aid. So we just quenched our thirst with purple Kool-Aid.
Well, they also had a bunch of Popeyes, which I also thought. I really liked their choice of snack, purple drink and Popeyes. I could really get down with that. It was very much
all Caucasians too.
It was like going to a recording session for a Houston rapper. It was except everyone was wearing medieval gear and hitting shit out of each other.
That's
swords.
How Houston rap scene is. Yeah,
it was just
with the medieval
like
gear,
right? Especially once they get high on
the
codeine.
Booming scene actually coming up.
After that, this one sort of the cool authoritative guy of the group we forgot to mention
rolled
we were
in
sitting
bike.
In the car. Yeah, this guy. Rode up on a motorcycle, like with his girlfriend behind him on the seat, and he had
the James Dean of the group.
Yeah, he had like a cool bandana on his head and like a Sons of Anarchy leather vest on and like some sort
of. Dude, he was totally. That was his cut. He was totally an MC.
Yeah, maybe so.
Oh no, it said Travis MC on it.
Oh, it did.
I didn't read it. Oh, I saw it. It said it. He was totally the motorcycle.
Did you get a good look at this guy? So, hot dog?
Well, I mean, the guy did ride. We were sitting in the car, kind of staring at everybody when the guy parked. We were kind of being idiots.
We got a good look at everybody.
And the Pebble guy really didn't do much. During this whole event,
that was Wendy's husband.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there were a few people who seemed to just stay at the pavilion the whole time. Maybe they didn't. Maybe we just.
I think
they just
like,
didn't come our way.
They were like in the midst of. Some of them were like in the midst of writing games and stuff, and like playing actual board games.
Playing probably some sort of fantasy card games, or I don't even know.
I think that they were all just trying to improve their characters because a lot of them they had a ton of books around and they were all just kind of talking about the different character traits and spells.
Yeah, I guess there's like rules that actually apply.
Well, like the priestess lady. I remember at one point you said that the woman said there was like a spell in her book, but that she didn't have the capabilities of doing it.
Right.
And so later when we went back to the pavilion, she was literally going through a book and she was talking to Thax about different spells that she was trying to learn and which ones she could add to her book.
Hey, did you disease the James Dean of the group?
That's who
you
I diseased. Yeah, I diseased the James Dean of the group.
Yeah, because he came up. We were like,
I think he was embarrassed.
He was totally embarrassed. He got by the noob.
Yeah. And then he like got back and he's like, I'm all cured and stuff.
Yeah, because besides that, like we didn't get a single hit in. Like these guys were actually pretty good at this foam sword fighting.
Yeah,
and there's a ton of poop in that field too.
That was the
there
worst.
There was actually a lot of like dog poop in the field. Like I think Xena almost went down in like a full pile.
I almost laid down in one.
A bunch of times.
Yeah, I think I almost stepped in it, and I was still wearing the Scarecrow mask at the time. I couldn't see, and then I saw Adrian take hers off, and I was like,
when I was sword fighting people, like. And they got me, and I started to go down. They're like, "Whoa, poop!"
Yeah.
But when we got back to the pavilion, the James Dean of the group, as we mentioned earlier, he sort of took us under his wing.
Yeah.
And he and another guy like started to teach us the basics of combat, since we really didn't get a briefing on that before. And
no, they just tossed us in.
And that really hurt us.
Actually, that first battle, the second battle, would have been a lot more fun if we knew what we were doing.
Right.
Or if we knew, like, our objectives,
it was,
too.
Yeah, we just...
We didn't really have any objectives like, besides to try
yeah,
to kill people.
Kind of gave us something to do because that's...
Oh, yeah, because they knew they weren't going to, like...
Yeah, we just showed up.
You right. Know? And, you know, trying to get, you know, the four of us who have no idea what the hell we're doing to, like, try to build some sort of character. I would have just wanted to be some sort of fire mage dwarf guy. I want to try
mage?
To, yeah, I don't know. Does that,
what does that mean?
I think a mage does spells and stuff kind of like
is
a...
Is sort of like magi?
No.
I don't know that word.
Is it like magic?
Like, kind of, they do magic. Black mage.
I just don't know the word mage.
I don't know. I'm trying
I've
to,
heard the
like
word mage a lot,
games.
But I've
it's
always
like a wizard.
Like, I've always yeah. acted like I know what it was whenever people would
I'm
talk
pretty
about
positive
it.
It's like a wizard.
I'm going to try to change the topic.
I'm sure somebody out there is really listening to this going, what a bunch of noobs. I don't even know what a mage is.
Yeah, please tweet at us what the hell a mage is.
Yeah, if you know what a mage is. Because
we're not going to Google it.
I refuse to Google it. It's been like 25 years. I'll never figure it out.
I probably would have just tried to come up with the most asinine character I possibly could. Let's be honest, because that's what I.
So, what kind of character do you associate yourself with in the Lord of the Rings characters?
Totally Gimli. I'm totally the Gimli of the group.
I can see Gimli.
Yeah,
he's the what is it?
He's the dwarf. He's the dwarf with the battle axe and the huge beard and the salty attitude.
What would you do?
Yeah, Sam would totally be Legolas. He'd be the total bitch of the group.
Yeah, I don't want to be Legolas. I want to be Strider.
Oh, Aragorn?
Aragorn.
Aragorn was badass.
Yeah, he was the best.
I mean, I guess everybody wants to be him.
Unless you want to be Gimli.
I just don't even know the realm of fantasy characters that I can even choose from. Because I probably wouldn't choose Ghoul right off the bat. You know?
Yeah, Ghoul would be the last one I would choose, honestly. There's not really any positives to being a Ghoul.
I always thought a Ghoul was like a ghost.
Yeah,
a ghoul is a ghost.
Oh, okay.
But it was pretty much a zombie in this.
Yes,
yeah,
it
mean,
was a zombie.
Just a zombie.
Yeah.
Well, in the video game Fallout, ghouls are pretty much zombies.
Oh, that's true. Well, they're still alive in Fallout.
Yeah, there's kind of disease.
They're just like super diseased human beings.
Which but, yeah, because they're not like flesh hungry and like feasting on
right.
people and like brainless.
Right, right. They're just
yeah,
you know.
Ugly.
Yeah, they basically just have skin diseases.
Yeah.
Like really bad eczema.
Yeah, so when we actually got back for the water break, how they got us back is because they just dominated us in the battle, and they bound our legs and our arms, our hands, figuratively, of course, but they just bound us, and they just took us back as prisoners.
What, and how did they bind us?
So we're, like, already on the ground, like, acting like we were dead, and they just come over and put their hands on our shoulders or our arms or whatever, and they just go, I bind your arms, I bind your arms, I bind your arms, I bind your arms, and they say it, like, probably 10 to 15 times, mm-hmm. and then they go...
Yeah, I didn't understand why they did that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's part of the character or the part of the game, and then they would bind our legs the same way.
Was it
so
just
then,
to make sure, like, your multiple-point armor couldn't break through it or something?
I mean, I guess that's the way that
they... just didn't know how thick our armor was, so they just did it just in case?
And the whole shit about it is that, like, we can't unbind any... If our arms are bound, like, only someone with unbound arms can unbind us.
Is that the rule?
Yeah,
I would assume so.
Yeah, because I was like, can I just unbind him? And he's like, yeah, you're bound. Your arms are bound, though, so you can't do anything.
You can't actually do anything.
And I was like, well, what can I do? It's just like, yeah, you really can't do anything. I'm just like, well, this sucks. This sucks now. I'm just sitting in a field full of dog poop.
Yeah. Hopefully we won't roll into the dog poop now that our legs and arms are all bound.
But yeah, after James...
the battling, yeah.
After James Dean, who we're just going to call him that now.
Yeah, he's totally
after
James
he
Dean.
Took us under his wing and taught us, like, the real way to do combat, we had, like, this big spar with, like, everybody.
That was really fun.
Group.
That was a ton
we
of fun.
We had, what was it? I mean, there's probably 20 people total, so it was, like, 10 on 10.
Well, I think
it was actually half that.
It was definitely half that. I think that the...
I think it was five.
Well, I think at one point it was six.
I think it was six.
I think there was 12 people involved in it.
Yes,
and the girl was just watching.
Yes,
there was, like, other people that could have gotten in. Like, we could have had a good 10 on 10 spar.
Yeah, there's a few people there just hanging out.
Facts didn't even get in.
Yeah, he was just kind of observing and running the joint.
Chain smoking.
But he's probably writing more quests.
Yeah, maybe he's a bit hard at work. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, it is his LARP.
But in the combat, we were just kind of running at each other, you know, from two sides and just getting into this foam sword combat. And I really liked that. And I feel like even though everyone was, like, way better than all of us, like, I think we still improved our sword fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Because there was even one round where I didn't get out. And I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah, you were doing good there.
Yeah, I was fighting off the two of you
by myself. Me and Dylan doubled.
Well, I mean, I didn't successfully fight you off.
No, but you were trying.
I held my own for a few
seconds.
Well,
I just thought it was funny because the four of us meet, like the three of us and Adrian all just kind of went after each other for the most part.
Yeah.
None of us wanted anything to do with the guys that have been doing this
for
12 years.
Well, I think they were all going easy on us, too.
Yeah, exactly. And then, well, the funniest was to watch the James Dean do it because he would just, like, so calmly just walk around and just, like, stare people down.
He had the most visible... technique.
Oh, yeah, he had a straight-up technique to it. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I think I ran away during one, actually.
Oh, yeah, you ran away hard. And then
the guy with the nose ring, that was James Dean's brother, right?
Right.
Troy. Oh, they were brothers?
Yeah, they were brothers.
So,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so, we talked with him later, and he told us that he actually is a fencer.
Right.
So
that makes sense.
And he was really good at it, too. So kind of explains
that.
Yeah,
he was good. Yeah, he had like a nose ring, kind of like a, not like a bull.
Yes, like a bull.
It was like a bull. It was in his cartilage.
Like a bull? Yeah, it was
in the middle.
Yeah. The middle of your nose.
The septum? Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, septum. He had
look
a septum.
Dylan over here.
He had a septum.
Piercing. Septum piercing?
Septum.
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 Septum. Piercing. Septum piercing. That actually, I don't know why they chose that word to describe the middle of your nose.
Latin or Greek.
Like septum? Because that sounds a lot like semen.
It sounds nothing like semen.
Oh, does it not?
I don't really think it sounds like semen anything.
All right, well, I guess I thought you guys were going to jump on that bandwagon.
No, not going to jump on that bandwagon.
So, after that, we kind of said our goodbyes and thank yous, and overall, it was a lot of fun.
Went to Mighty Fine afterwards?
We did. We went to got some burgers. But I want to talk about sort of like what we observed because, you know, before we got there, we really had no expectations. From what we had seen in media, it seemed like something really nerdy, and something we would have no interest in.
Yeah, we thought
we'd be laughing our asses off the whole time at how stupid it was.
Well, that's what's interesting is like the only piece of media that I can think of that they don't make it look really bad is role models.
The movie
actually,
role models, yeah.
And it they make it, by the end of it, I mean, they do kind of, like, make jokes about it or whatever, but by the end of it, they make it look really fun, and everybody that's
right,
involved
in it.
Right,
the climax of the movie.
Right, and they make it all look really fun, and they, you know, obviously they make all the characters look, you know, enjoy it, and at the end, it's like, yeah, we're real happy we went LARPing, and now.
They didn't have, like, a little party afterwards, kind of like a post-tailgate. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's actually pretty fun.
Tailgate, bring it back.
Gotta go back to the tailgating.
But, yeah, so I didn't even know about LARPing until probably 2 years ago, but it's been around since, like, the late 70s, pretty much since, like, games like Dungeons and Dragons
and whatnot, yeah.
But, so, I don't know, like, it is nerdy, and it is, like, silly and fantastical, but once we actually got into it, like, I actually had a good time, especially the swordplay. Like, it was fun.
Well, yeah, it was...
The swordplay was fun. The whole, like... I think if we had characters, it'd be fun, too. And then, like, if we actually knew...
But that just required a deeper level of understanding.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, doing that just... It requires, a pretty huge time commitment,
Definitely.
I guess I kind of commend these people for being able to pull out these characters because they actually do, like, when they're playing this game, they really do try to embody them as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, when we first met them, Wendy described it pretty much like theater, except there's no audience.
There's no audience.
Kinda, everyone's kind of both performer and audience.
Right. And they totally, I mean, a lot of them, not everybody, but a lot of them, most of them really kept up their characters. Like even after our first battle, while we're all just calmly dead in the field, we just was like listening to their conversations. They were just like having very mythical mm-hmm. conversations, you know, and using words like mayhaps and whatnot.
It was really cool just to get a peek of this, what seemed like a really strong sense of community they had.
Right.
And I think, like, with a lot of the things we talk about, like, there's sort of, like, hobbies that are almost subcultures.
Right.
Is that they have this such a strong sense of community because they're doing something that doesn't appeal to most people. And so when they find each other, like, they're going to be very like-minded and they're going to enjoy what they're doing even more because they know that... They're the only ones out there doing it.
Well, you know, what I thought was really interesting about that is that, you know, they do... I don't think that... I think that more people would be more interested in doing it if it wasn't just portrayed as the nerdiest thing on the face of the earth. I mean, like, for instance, Adrian was so jazzed about going and doing that. I mean, I always said it was, you know, like a week ago, we're going to go LARPing on Sunday, and she got so excited and was not going to miss that for anything, and she threw herself in there and was... enjoying the hell out of it. And I think that, you know, I think the three of us had a lot of fun, and these guys all really enjoy it, and they were all really more than willing to have new people come in and do it with them so they can introduce it to some people, because I think that, you know, anybody, new people that don't know anything about it, I think that, you know, obviously you want to show it as something that's more fun than it's portrayed in the media by people that are just huge assholes or whatever. And, you know, I think that we all enjoyed it.
a lot, and it's just very fascinating to watch these people actually sit down and live out characters and make them up on the spot. And you know, the one guy, I mean, we talked to the one guy, he said, well, one of my characters is a warrior. When I'm not a warrior, I'm blacksmith.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very intrigued as to what a blacksmith does when they're doing
during
this,
the game. Yeah.
During the game. Does he just, like, sit around with a table full of weapons and he just kind of pretends, like, oh, I'm fixing this weapon up for you. Here
Maybe
you go.
Maybe if they actually, like, break the swords in combat, he can actually fix them. I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
and Wendy, the woman with the elf ears, she had, like, 9 characters.
Right. Which is just the craziest thing. I mean,
yeah, she was a merchant on Sunday, which I don't.
Just trading
goods.
I didn't see a shop. Yeah, I didn't understand what she was doing. I think she was sort
Did
of.
Did you even see her?
I think
really?
She was kind of running the game a little bit, too.
Yeah.
But which brings me to my weird fact of the week. Do y'all have one?
Well, you know, I guess the mine would just be. When we were talking to Wendy and Thax, they were talking about how big some of these LARPs get.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
The fact that they're talking about. What was the biggest one they said? 2,000 people?
I think so.
Yeah, it was like 2,000 people. They said that you know, there's when 2,000 people come and they just, you know, those end up becoming more battle oriented than like quest oriented,
right.
Obviously. But it's just like the idea of 2,000 people hanging out in like one massive park and then obviously having different factions and like.
Yeah.
You
that's got to be awesome for like people who LARP who just like travel to go to that and are used to like smaller groups and feeling maybe like. Outcasts and seeing that many people do
to
it.
Me it's just kind of hilarious and awesome just because I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan.
Crossover hit
It's a wonderful program, and I just think it's funny to think about like 2,000 people trying to live out and embody exactly what happens on that show. And like,
is
a
it a lot like
feel.
That show?
I mean, it's like a fantasy, like it's a fantasy show.
It.
Oh, well, it's a fantasy show, and if 2,000,
I haven't seen it
either. It's a fantasy show where there's all these different lords and factions that end up warring against each other. So, like, 5 people decide they're kings, and then they all just kill the shit out of each other, more or less. And to me, I just kind of imagine that happening, kind of like at the end of The Hobbit, if you read The Hobbit. It kind of is kind of
actually,
what happens.
I never read it. I watched the animated movie when I was a kid, but I don't remember very well.
No, at the end, like, there's this big war that happens, and it's more or less the same type of thing. And I like to imagine a bunch of people trying to reenact that in some huge field in the middle of Massachusetts.
Right.
And while a bunch of northern rednecks just sit there pounding beer in the parking lot watching them. I just think that whole idea is really funny, even though the beer part is probably not something that happens.
Yeah, what I was going to say for my weird fact of the week is that we were talking about how, yeah, in American media, it's portrayed as really nerdy and sort of this weird subculture. But and they were telling us about this a little bit, and I read about it too, is that in Nordic countries like Norway, like, it's actually really popular. And it's I read that it was portrayed, like, really positively in mainstream media. Like, apparently it's just more of a common thing there.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Good fact. I have, like, a weird discovery of the week.
Okay.
I was actually on the phone with my friend Lauren before I came here and earlier today, and then it's like talking about the podcast and talking about LARPing and stuff. And then I was like, yeah, I went to this thing, a LARPing event on Sunday. And she was like, oh, yeah, LARPing. It's so fun. I've been to it before.
Oh, really?
And I was just like, yeah, so you've done it. And she has done it before. She's been done a lot of like Renaissance festivals and Renaissance fairs and stuff, too. So I think that kind of like ties in.
Yeah, that was
with
one of
LARPing.
The things they asked us when we got there. Like, yeah. Have you done Renaissance festivals? We none of us had really done anything.
Yeah, we were like 0-4 in the questions they asked.
Yeah.
Like, Dungeons and Dragons were like, no. Renaissance fairs.
No.
So you played
Did
video
you bring
games.
Any costumes?
Right. Yeah, they kind of laughed when I was like, oh, I recognize that term from video games.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, video games.
Looking down on gamers over here, even though they're all gamers, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an awesome time. So here's the big question: let's vote. Can you hobby hard LARPing?
Am I first?
You're totally first.
Porter's first.
Oh gosh! All right. I don't think I could really get into LARPing. Like, I respect it, and I mean, like, my whole mindset has changed from actually going to it and like experiencing it and seeing the people and everything. But I just don't know if I can like get into like. Creating a character and like doing that and developing it and stuff. There's like fun parts of it and everything. I think the game was really fun, but I just don't know if I could really get into doing that as like a hobby.
Okay.
Because it also seems like to me kind of like a lifestyle and stuff too, rather than just like a
Although
hobby.
It's just once a month.
Yeah, but you have to develop your characters and do all
well,
that.
Well, it's only once a month with their LARP.
Yeah, it's
oh,
true.
Right.
You know,
that was
the whole
point.
Thing.
So, you're
a no.
You're a no. Dylan.
So I had a ton of fun doing it. I was actually surprised. Oh, I wasn't really that surprised by it because I knew I was going to get to hit things with swords.
I was surprised how much I liked it.
I just really wanted a sword fight. I liked that we were able to just play as a non-player character, so we didn't really have to have a character and just like stay in that.
There wasn't much pressure.
Yeah, and you know, I would do it. I would help these people out by doing that again because I did think that was fun. And I would like to. I think we should make a couple of those weapons just to have fun with.
I'm down with that.
They can't be too hard to make.
Don warned us he would like it.
it's true. I don't think I could put in the effort to making a character or anything like that, though. I don't think that's something that I could see myself doing on a consistent basis, you know. Just, you know, hanging out. I mean, like, going and doing that with those people was a ton of, it really was a ton of fun, and I was actually surprised by how much fun I had. But I don't think I could take it really seriously and do it on a consistent basis like all those guys. I don't think it's something I could do for, I don't know, 15 years, 12 years, 18 years, you know, how long each one of those people had been doing it.
So you're no.
Yeah, I guess I'm a no. I just really like the sword fight.
Well, we got a unanimous because I'm also a no, even though I had an awesome time. And
that surprises me.
I actually want to do it again, but so maybe I'm a yes.
Uh-oh.
Maybe I'm a yes, but I don't know it.
Wait.
No, true.
Wait. There was one other question that we had that Porter didn't answer. Who would you be in Lord of the Rings, Porter?
Oh, yeah.
Who would I be? I don't know who I would be in Lord of the Rings. Striker... this is probably the best.
Is it Strider? Striker?
Is that the guy that dies in the first one?
Aragorn.
Is it Striper?
Striper. I feel like I'd just be one of... I think I'm
the 80s Christian fan?
Even though I'm a tall dude, I feel like I'd either Merry or Poppin. Just
Pippin.
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 Oh, yeah. Not Merry. Not Merry Poppins. Might have to go with my namesake, though. Samwise Gamgee.
What did I think of that? Actually, he ruined the ending of Return of the King.
Oh, they both ruined the ending.
Yeah.
They dragged it out
too much.
The
ending ruined the ending.
Oh, yeah.
The ending was the 20 ending, minutes of nonsense.
Yeah.
God.
That's what it'd be.
But, so back to my answer. It's a no, but I actually would definitely do it again. I was very surprised how much fun I had. It was also pretty kind of an athletic activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was hot outside, but I was, like, sweating. We were running around. We were... waving our arms, flailing.
Right.
I mean, the sword fighting is basically just chasing after people and trying to hit them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a great time. I would definitely do it again. I liked all the people we met.
They were all really nice. They were all very, very good people.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're like outside of LARPing, though. You know, like, mm-hmm. I wonder, like, if we were all just, like, to hang out and go do something else. Like, I wonder just what it would be like. Because, you know, like, in that environment where they're, like, really confident and, like, know what they're doing and stuff. But I just want to know, because they were, like, incredible there.
Yeah, because the
stuff.
Stereotype would be that, like, people that do that kind of thing are really nerdy and maybe, like, socially awkward and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd be fine. I'm sure they really liked one-liners a lot.
Some of them were funny.
Like, yeah, they had some quips.
Well, they were just really...
Yeah, like, I feel bad for, like, beforehand stereotyping them as just being completely socially
awkward. I don't think we were really stereotyping.
Yeah.
I think it was more... I think it was more of the fact that there was only two people there and we didn't know who the hell
we
should be speaking to.
Before we got there, like, just the what I expected, the people I expected to meet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
I just figured everybody would just be nice people.
I mean, I didn't think it would be mean or anything.
You generally have a good outlook, though.
But, yeah,
that's
like...
true.
And we gave our information...
Mr. Positivity.
...to those guys, so if y'all are listening, thanks so much for being inviting and teaching us the game and stuff. And
letting us borrow your weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
To bludgeon each other with.
We borrowed the weapons, borrowed some costumes, borrowed some character traits.
Ate a lizard tail.
Yeah. Oh, the lizard. Yes, the lizard's tail came off during the game.
Our schools got to feast on that.
We had to feast on the lizard tail so that we could stay alive.
And then,
because we got to feed him.
Yeah, Adrian was like, "This is the coolest weapon." And then the guy was like, "That's actually just a lizard's tail."
My favorite part actually was when one of them lit Adrian on fire, and she looks at him and just goes, "I'm on fire now, y'all."
Yeah, Adrian's in North Carolina. She has, like, a really cute, thick southern accent. And
well, it was just, like, so nonchalant the way she said it. She just kind of looks at her and goes, "On fire now, y'all." And then they cut her head off.
Oh, yeah, they decapitated her.
So thanks again, and LARPing. Try it.
So next week, what are we
doing? So we got Thanksgiving coming up, and then after
Happy
that,
holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays, everyone. I guess we'll start saying that to people.
Do you guys say that to a lot of people? Happy holidays? Is that a thing you do?
You mean like instead of Merry Christmas?
Well, I mean, just like just in general.
General.
Like, do you just like,
general,
oh, happy holidays?
I don't like say it instead of like hello or anything.
Oh, really?
I mean, it might be something I say like if it's really pertinent to the situation.
Do you say it to like I was like, my immediate thing was going to be bartenders. But what the hell would you say to a bartender?
What? Yeah, what?
Do you say it to bartenders?
No, it's like service
happy
people.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Oh, like, service people. Oh, like to like cashiers at like Target or something. Like,
no.
Do you respond to happy holidays to theirs?
I'd say thank you.
Yeah, because they all say happy holidays.
Oh, now. If they say it, I'd say you too.
Yeah, see, I just say you too. I don't actually say happy holidays.
I see what you're saying here.
Not a fan of the phrase, I guess.
Happy holidays. It's an all right phrase. It's just I don't usually actually say it verbally.
No. Well, happy holidays to the people
happy
listening.
Holidays,
what's your stance on mistletoe?
I'm a fan. Why not?
It's poisonous.
Oh, is it? I guess I'm not a fan then. I don't like poisonous
things. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been caught by mistletoe in my whole life.
I definitely have.
Actually, I don't think I have either.
Really?
I don't think so.
But, okay. Well, anyway, so the holidays are coming up, Thanksgiving coming up, so we're going to do eating challenges for the hobby next week. So hopefully a lot of people will have gorging their bellies on their minds because we got Thanksgiving, and Sam, are you going to eat a lot of food?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I plan on eating a lot of food.
A lot of food.
Yeah, me and Dylan are going to be having a Thanksgiving with a handful of friends.
Oh, yeah, y'all have fun.
We're going to have some Thanksgiving going on.
So, yeah, we're going to be making a lot of food and just eating it up. So, yeah, it's going to be good. We should do some eating challenges.
We should try to look up on the internet and see what kind of Thanksgiving eating challenges are on the internet
when is the Coney Island like Kobayashi hot dog eating?
Fourth of July. Fourth of July.
Sorry, I haven't done my research yet.
You know, actually, I guess I should actually save this for the podcast. Never mind.
Yeah, let's not get too... We'll give a preview, but, you know, don't get too far into it.
Well, it's just really interesting. You go to Coney Island, and, you know, if Nathan's is where they have the hot dog eating contest. If on the side of it, it says how many hot dogs each person ate in the championship. So it's, like, at the very beginning, it's just, like, 2, 4, 6. And then all of a sudden it jumps from, like, 6 to, like, 37, and then from 37 up to the 50s.
Wow. And just, what like, is the record?
Oh, it's like 50 or 60 something, right?
Do you know? The time?
Yeah, I think it's like 54. I think it's like 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Is it 5 minutes? I thought it was like 10. I don't actually know.
No. I don't know. Idea. It might be 10 minutes.
Well, hey, we're going to do our research. We're going to have the facts for you next week. So
talk all about Joey Chestnut.
Thanks for listening.
Go listen to that Thanksgiving music.
And
there's
as
so
always,
much Thanksgiving music out there.
As always, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, oh, he said it's more smooth that time.